Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we take a look into the world of cybersecurity in 2018 and 2019 with James Chalmers, Channel Chief at ESET Canada. ESET has been in growth mode in this country, and we'll talk about how that growth continued in 2018, including surprising growth on the managed security side. We'll talk about the threatscape, how 2018 was the year of ransomware, and how that's shifting to cryptocurrency mining as we turn the calendar to 2019. We'll talk about the company's plans to expand its channel, including a big push into Western Canada this year, and we'll discuss why James believes 2019 will be a big year for the company's enterprise product offerings. It's a packed interview, so let's get right into it, my chat with James Chalmers. James, thanks for taking the time.
Robert, it's great to speak to you again.
This is the, I believe, the third time we've done these, and throughout that time, ESET's been in growth mode. Can you tell me a little bit about the kind of growth and what you saw as a business at ESET in Canada last year?
So yeah, certainly, 2018 was another great year for ESET Canada. We did see our growth slow down slightly, but we're coming off two exceptionally good years where we grew from almost two people, as you know, to almost 40. So we're holding fast at 40 people in our Canadian organization, the vast majority of those in the Toronto office doing sales and marketing. But we have still 10, 12 people in our Montreal office doing nothing but research and development. For 2019, we definitely hope to expand into Western Canada. That was one of the things we were hoping to do in 2018. But the reality is we've been so busy dealing with Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, and kind of central and east, we just didn't get to it. So that's going to be one of our growth patterns. So we're holding fast at 40 people, but growing nice and steady as was expected after 2 years of exceptional growth.
All right, we've kind of explored the security trends a little bit with one of your peers in the podcast not too long ago, but I wanted to get your thoughts on kind of the security trends that you saw in the Canadian business and sort of what partners were talking to you about in terms of their security businesses over the course of 2018.
So I have to say, you know, 2018 could probably be classified as the year of ransomware. We did expect that to kind of move towards more ransomware on mobile devices. Mm-hmm. We actually didn't see that happen. And I think that was mostly because ransomware as a whole still is very lucrative for the bad guys, cyber criminals. So, I mean, I don't think it's actually, in reality, I don't think they had to push it to mobile devices at this point, because we still see so many customers not having coverage for ransomware, having adequate security or backups in place. So unfortunately, I think 2019, we're going to see that kind of continue. But the kind of new kids on the block for 2019 are the cryptocurrency criminals. And we're not talking about stealing cryptocurrency. We're talking about stealing resources to mine cryptocurrency. That is going to be, so if 2018 was the year of ransomware, this is going to be the year of cryptocurrency.
So sort of a similar song, but a slightly different tune. And perhaps in some ways a little bit more insidious in that it's obviously you get hit by ransomware, you know you've been breached. Obviously, the goal on the cryptocurrency mining type affairs is to fly under the radar as long as possible, because that's how you get the most resources out of your mark.
Yeah, and this falls into what we talked a little bit about last year as well, is the Internet of Things. Because, I mean, these criminals are no longer looking at just breaching your PC or using your laptop to mine cryptocurrency. We saw a kind of 600% increase in attacks on Internet of Things devices last year, and that was driven by this crypto mining. We're right. looking at things like smart TVs and smart refrigerators. And these are things that both consumers, businesses, partners don't really think about securing yet. So this is actually going to drive a whole new opportunity for partners. We're going to start talking about not just securing, you know, endpoints. They definitely are going to have to look at the Internet of Things this year.
And is that a conversation that you see partners starting to be capable of having, or is it something that they're still the need to educate both both their customers and themselves about what that kind of looks like and how they get there from a more traditional IT security standpoint.
Well, as you said, you know, this type of cyber criminal isn't looking to be overt. They're not going to. You're not going to get a pop up on your machine saying you your products. So they want to remain as hidden as long as possible to steal resources.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a conversation that consumers are aware of or partners are aware of. So this is going to be a whole educational year, I think, for partners. They're going to have to educate themselves on this new type of attack because customers aren't necessarily going to be aware it's happening to them. So it's not going to be brought to their attention right away. I think partners are going to have to educate themselves and actually make customers aware of that fact.
All right. So how did the ESET Canada channel ranks in terms of number of partners, locations of partners, focus evolve over the course of 2018?
So we saw a nice steady growth with the number of partners. You know, we internally, we actually did not have a growth target for adding partners. Mm-hmm. We still believe in the philosophy of we drive the brand, do the right things, that our number of partners will grow organically. We still have a very strong base of 400 or 500 partners that are dedicated to us. We definitely saw some increase, but it's more growing organically. We're not out there beating the bushes, asking for partners to sell ESET. We do the right thing. We grow the brand. We honestly feel that partners will come to us. And the ones that have are seeing great benefits. So good margins, good product, good support.
How have programs evolved and what have you guys been focused on as a channel support organization?
So, you know, we've still seen a lot of success in SMB last year. Mm-hmm. We continued to grow specifically in the educational space. You know, I think that's because our products are lightweight. They run an older technology. And we're definitely aggressive when it comes to pricing and getting our brand out there. So in that segment of the market, we saw a lot of growth and we saw a lot of partners gravitate to us because of that. Mm-hmm. But the other segment of our business that we saw grow last year was definitely the managed services. We saw exponential growth in the managed services piece versus our on-prem product. Hmm.
And what do you attribute that to? Obviously, managed services is something that more and more partners have been going to, but I wouldn't say there's been a sort of a tremendous explosion in the ranks of partners exploring managed services over the course of 2018. Was it sort of maturity of product or program you had, or what was it that made that growth possible this year?
So I think it was twofold. One, I don't think a lot of people actually knew that ESET had a managed services program.
Fair enough.
And in 2018, we talked about it significantly more. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, being a new organization in Canada, we were very focused on growing the brand. But in 2018, we started talking about a little bit more about products and programs. And I think we saw that growth kind of twofold. One, because we talked about it more and partners were both pleasantly surprised. Oh, you've got a managed services program. And they liked our product, but they didn't. They were using somebody else as their managed services offering for security. It's an easy switch, as you know, moving from one to another. So mm-hmm. we saw that growth because we were talking about it more. But I honestly think with cybersecurity being in the news as much as it was inevitable that you'd see smaller businesses, even medium-sized businesses, really talking to their partners about becoming their solution provider. Realizing finally that they didn't have the internal resources to manage their security needs. Because every time they picked up a newspaper, looked at the TV, they could see it right in their face. They had to do something. So I think it was twofold. I was talking about it, but also smaller businesses looking to partners to actually manage their service needs.
Switching gears and starting to look forward a little bit, you've touched on sort of what you see as the big development for 2019 in terms of the evolution from ransomware into crypto mining, but you know, what else are you expecting to see on the security scene in the course of 2019?
So for 2019, for specifically talking about ESET, we released some new enterprise level products late last year.
Yeah.
So we think you'll see ESET gravitate to just move outside of what we've been really known for in Canada so far, is that SMB space, into that mid market to enterprise space. You know, we think there's more and more medium-sized businesses that are looking for enterprise technology to cover their needs. You know, I mean, it's not, cyber criminals aren't looking anymore at attacking the banks or financial institutions because they know they have resources. It's the mid-market and SMB, and they're looking for more enterprise technology. And I think that's what you'll see as a whole. I think you'll see technology that was traditionally thought as for large businesses moving more into that mid-market and SMB space. So part of what ESET's evolution is, we've actually released products that fit into that space.
Okay. As those products get out there and as you start to target those segments more aggressively, how does that sort of impact the shape of your channel in terms of who the partners are you're working with and their own go-to-markets?
So I definitely think we'll see partners that we're not necessarily dealing with right now mm-hmm. that are focused more on that enterprise space look at ESET. And we definitely think if we do the right things and we drive our brand, we talk about these products, we may have more partners reach out to us and start carrying our products. But mostly, you know, those group of partners that we have now, they're getting asked for more technology from their existing ESET customers. And we honestly think that's the opportunity at this point. If you're an existing ESET partner, you now have a lot more products to talk to your customers about.
Wanted to get your thoughts as someone who's obviously talking to partners a lot as we turn the clock from 2018 into 2019, sort of as a snapshot of this moment in time, how do you find partners are thinking about their business, both in terms of sort of where the business is at right now and where it's going in the near future with macroeconomic issues and those sorts of things? Generally, how's the mood in your partner base right now?
No, so that's a great question, Robert. In general, I think the channel is healthy, uh-huh. but I will put one caveat on that. I'm still surprised at the number of partners I talk to, not just ESET partners as a whole, uh-huh. that have not made that leap to a managed services model.
Huh.
And I think that's going to be the tone for 2019. I'm still surprised at the number of partners that are still making their living, pushing boxes, yeah. doing on-prem yeah. solutions. And it is a difficult transition to move from that business model to an MSP model. And I think that's what we're going to see. I think you'll see the rise of, I don't know what we call them, consultants or people that can help these partners move towards that. Because, again, it is a business model shift. And I think that's where large institutions or large companies like, the distributors, the Ingram Micros of the world can really help these partners change their business model and move towards that. So when I say it's healthy, I still think there is going to be partners that may fall off the map if mm-hmm. they don't make this in 2019. This is the year of MSP.
All right. What is it now? This is obviously, you mentioned as an example, your partners at Ingram, and this is something, that they've been pushing, I think for coming up a decade between Seismic and then the cloud business and the expanded service bench and all that they've been doing. And it's something that we've seen as a broader trend in the industry beyond that decade. What is it, do you think? Is it just a matter of sort of we're up against that wall where partners have to make the transition? Or what is it that you see as making the difference in terms of this being the year that some of those who said, I can still kind of make a happy living out of my traditional hardware or box pushing focused business. What is it that makes that change this year?
So I'll come back to something I said earlier, and sure. I think it's the fact that we're seeing so much cybersecurity in the news uh-huh. and customers themselves are being educated that they need better security postures. Better gotcha. Security solutions. And I think what you're seeing is customers driving partners to do this. They're saying to them at this point, okay, it's wonderful that you have these solutions. I don't have the people in place to manage them. I would rather pay you a monthly fee as an operating cost and have you manage my solutions and know that I've got some expertise behind it, not just great products, but great people managing it. Mm-hmm. So I think the driving force now is we've seen so much about cybersecurity in the media that the small to medium businesses are finally catching up and they're forcing partners to go this route.
All right. Great insights. Before we wrap up, any parting shots for the Canadian partner community?
If you asked me, what can partners expect from ESET in 2019, I have to say, as boring as it sounds, more of the same. We're going to continue to be a channel-led company. The vast majority of our salespeople here are channel-facing, partner-facing. We are going to continue to build our brand. We're going to continue to develop leads and opportunities to push to our partners.
All right. Once again, appreciate the time and good luck for a great 2019.
Thank you. Have a great 2019 yourself, Robert.
So there you have it, 2018 and 2019 in cybersecurity as seen by James Chalmers. I'd like to thank James for joining us for the podcast, thank ESET for its continuing sponsorship of the site, and of course, thank you for joining us today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back on Monday with our regular edition as we chat with one-time channel journalist turned channel chief Paulo Del Nobledo. Find out about the channel journey for both Jalera and Del Nobledo and see what the one-time MSP is headed for. Until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca and I'll see you around the channel.